Thanks for confirmation. For your callback, press 1.
Todd Schaefer. So I issued this homeowner policy, and I'm still somewhat new to Nationwide. And when I sent over the deck page and stuff to the lender, they're emailing back saying, can we get an invoice? So I was wondering, is there any section in there that there's like an invoice with Nationwide? Lori, Krogel. I guess what they're saying is they don't know where to send the payment. Well, they did a cancel and full rewrite because they moved up the closing date. I am. Hold on real quick. Actually, we're going to go back into it. Lori. So I'm going to click on the, hold on, I got to sneeze. All right, I'm clicking on the policy number. All right, hold on. Pulling back up her account. So I'm on account file summary. Okay. Right, I see summary. So then, like on the left hand side, it says account information, primary named insured policy. And then there's another column that says associated policy transactions. And then when I scroll down, there's a couple tables that say current activities, completed policy transaction. I don't see anything that says billing. There's mortgage billing on the left, but I think that just pulls up the. I see like the, it says policy, product, personal property, number, has the account number, effective date. Well, this one still says 211, but. There's billing account and then there's inquiry link. Okay, sorry. Okay. Statement. All right, perfect. Now let's just hope I can remember to do this for future reference. So this one does say the 11th, but that's fine. I'll actually go into a PDF and change. I'll just change that date. Let me just see if I can open it and it allows me to edit it. Let's see, edit. All right, I changed it. We're good. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. Have a good day.